Hello, everybody. This is Jan Luther, your EFT founding master, and this is a 10-minute tap along to clear your overwhelm. And this is a topic-specific meaning that instead of just being a global tap along, this is actually an excerpt from a recent Get It Done Day where my friend Gina has been doing some cleaning, and she's got all of her clothes piled up on her bed, and looking at the elephant has her overwhelmed. So before you start your tapping, I hope you take just a minute and tune in to whatever it is that's making you feel overwhelmed or paralyzed or frozen or like you're hopeless and going to quit and go play Facebook or get on the couch and watch TV or something else. Take a few minutes to tune into what it is about your current situation that has you feeling overwhelmed and stuck and hopeless. And then on a scale of 2 to 10, put that number down. And then after you tap along, come on back. And I invite you to retest to see if this was helpful for you. And as always, I love to have your feedback. So tap along and enjoy.
Well, I'm sitting inside my little closet that's probably, 5 feet by 5 feet, if that big. And I'm overwhelmed by all the stuff that came out of here. My bed is covered in clothes that were smashed into a very small area. The floor is covered in other stuff I've pulled out. I wound up clearing the whole floor so I could vacuum. There were dead bugs that probably died of suffocation in here. I don't think I've sat in my closet, since we moved in maybe 18 years ago.
Wow.
I feel like this whole thing has been a microcosm of my life. It's just things have been piled with the kids and all the challenges we've been through over the past years. And I can't believe what I had in here. And
right.
Phew.
First of all, I want to celebrate. We're all celebrating with you that you're sitting in your empty closet. Hallelujah. That is huge in 90 minutes. That is huge. And we spoke for a minute. I hope it's okay that I share that. But when we spoke, you were talking about
fine.
I cleared off a shelf, and it was like, I cleared off a shelf. Now I can make better use of it. So, right? That's where we're going. So is there any part of you that's feeling, is the overwhelm going to stop you? Is the overwhelm overthinking? Tell me, is there anything I can help you tap on that might be helpful for everyone?
Well, I decided I wanted to clear the bottom and so I could vacuum. I was found myself cleaning. It's like, okay, Gina, clean it up and then stop. You do have to put things back. And in the past I've done these projects, things have gone in boxes and then they get piled in the basement and then the next step never happens. So it is just the feeling a bit of overwhelm and okay, I gotta get through the rest of this. And is it really gonna get done in 90 minutes? I don't know, but.
And if not, hopefully you've got a little bit of time either this evening or tomorrow. But so here's the first thing. Let's all do some tapping, karate chop and tap. So even though it feels overwhelming to see how much stuff has been hiding in here.
It feels overwhelming to find out how much stuff has been crammed and hiding in my closet.
I deeply and completely celebrate that now I know.
I deeply and completely celebrate that now I know.
Now I recognize why it has felt so impossible.
Now I recognize why it has felt so impossible.
I don't have to do every little thing today. I'm going to pick one pile or one thing that needs to be done before this birthday party. And then I'm going to stack and plan more time this weekend or whenever, right?
Yeah, well, the birthday party is a bunch of 17-year-old girls, so they can do their thing and I can work on my psychic some more. I don't need to really be involved other than making dinner for them.
Okay. So as I'm looking at these, I want to bless and thank everything that I've owned and don't need anymore.
As I'm looking at these things, I want to bless and thank everything that I've owned but don't need anymore.
Yep, top of the head. And I'll decide, is that goodwill worthy or is it trash?
I'll decide if it's goodwill, donate worthy, or is it trash.
Finishing the eyes. And I'm going to create Like I mentioned to you, I use a box for one and a bag for the other so I don't get confused.
Yeah.
Right? Like I use trash bags, big black trash bags if I'm pitching it, and a box if I'm taking it to Goodwill, side of the eyes. So all I have to do is use my intuition.
All I have to do is use my intuition.
Under the eyes. Don't feel rushed about time. Feel my heart open as I touch each thing that has been in my life.
I don't need to feel rushed about time. I touch each thing and feel my heart open with each thing that's entered my life.
Under the nose. It'll go on a hanger. It'll go in the trash. Yes. It'll go in a box.
It'll go in a hanger. It'll go in the trash, or it'll go in a box.
Come to your chin. I have plenty of time. This has been waiting for 18 years.
I have plenty of time. This has been waiting for 18 years.
Collarbone, I want to sell a... Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's been accumulating for 18 years.
Yeah, under the arm. I want to celebrate that I have a floor.
I want to celebrate that I have a floor and that I can sit in my closet.
Oh, my gosh,
clean.
Yeah. I've made huge progress already.
I made huge progress already.
Top of the head. And I want to be really... I'm not sure what word you'd use. The word that comes to me is like reverent and mindful.
Yeah, I want to be mindful, definitely.
To me, in the eyes, that anything that comes back in this closet better be something that makes me happy.
Everything comes back in this closet better be something that makes me happy. Wow.
I don't want it to be just more stuff that I have to move around again.
I don't want it to be just more stuff that I have to move around again.
Under the eyes, I'm asking, everybody has their word, God, Spirit, Universe.
I'm asking Spirit.
Under the nose, to help me be really mindful of everything I touch today.
To help me be really mindful of everything I touch today.
Come to your chin. If it makes me happy, it goes in my closet.
If it makes me happy, it goes in my closet.
Collarbone, if it's old, outdated, I wouldn't give that to anybody. It goes in the trash.
If it's old and outdated and I wouldn't give it to anybody, it can go in the trash. It's okay to throw clothes away.
Right. But if it's not useful, it needs to go in the trash. Don't, you know, save somebody else the trouble. Right?
Yes.
Bottom of the ribs. And if I think this is worthy of someone else, but it's not mine anymore, I'll say thank you and put it in a box.
But if it's not... If I don't need it anymore, it's not worthy of myself, my time, I will put it in my donate box to give away.
Okay, so let's take a breath and notice that there's only three choices, and that makes it easy. There's only three options for everything you touch. And what I know is the first few, once I get into that feeling of my heart being open, you kind of just know, and then it just kind of starts being drop, hang, drop, 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 hang, drop, drop. Drop, right? Trash bag, hang.
As long as I get past the I'm going to hide in my closet and forget it's out there.
So is that what you're feeling? So let's do a round on that, karate chop. So even though there's a part of me
that thinks
I just want to hide in my closet and not deal with it?
Even though there's a part of me that just wants to hide in my closet and not deal with it.
I know that's my ego voice, not my spirit. I want to imagine next weekend when it's done. Because I'm just going to keep doing a little bit until it's all done. I want to model for my children managing my stuff. Hiding in the closet won't change anything. It'll make me feel crappy. Top of the head.
The
I need to stop.
Stuff will still be there.
Right? And this overthinking is the problem.
Yes, overthinking, yeah.
To the eyes. That's why I want to go to my heart, not my head. Side of the eyes. I want to look at each thing and go, what do you mean to me? Are you trash? Am I grateful for you? Under the eyes.
I'm going to look at each thing and say, are you trash? Am I grateful for you? Where do you belong?
Yep, under the nose. And I'm not going to think. I'm going to feel my way through the process.
I'm going to feel my way through the process.
Come to your chin. And as those piles start getting sorted out. Collarbone, I'll get to celebrate my progress.
I will get to celebrate my progress.
Under the arm, I know how good it feels just the shelf being cleared and organized.
I know how good it feels just that one shelf being cleared off.
Bottom of the ribs, I'm ready to take the next step one at a time.
I'm ready to take the next step one at a time.
I can do this. I don't have to do it all today.
I can do this. I don't have to do it all today. Don is gone till 7, so he won't see this bedroom.
There you go.
The way it looks right now.
Yeah. Okay, it was pretty high. My intuition was 7 or 8. What is it now?
Oh, it was at least 7 or 8. It's come down quite a bit, 3. I mean, I would say it was 9 before. But
okay.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah.
All right.
Oof.
I'm excited for you. Oof. This is awesome. Look at how much you've done already.
I'm excited. I know.
Yes.
Wow.
Huge. Huge, huge. And it's going to feel so good. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Okay.